This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Maddie and Amy podcast.
Producer Lisa and I had the absolute pleasure of seeing comedian Tommy Little a couple days ago, right, Lisa?
Yeah, he was fabulous.
Oh, my gosh. But the thing is, right, Lisa and I, like, really couldn't concentrate on the comedy because we are obsessed with him.
Did you listen to a word he was saying, or were you just looking at his biceps?
I mean, we were looking at his, oh, his tattooed arms, yes. like, he was funny. Like, we did laugh every now and then.
No, I was laughing not every now and then. I was laughing, like, quite a lot.
Was it the straight girl giggle that we've spoken about?
That was what Amy was doing.
That was me, like, a bit. Because I need to look cute in front of him. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
But it's a bit of like an intense crush I have on him. Like, it's not just like, oh, I think he's cool. It's like, no. Like, I've taken to my social media. I tag him and everything to get his attention.
Amy, you've done this plenty of times before, though. Can we just remember Tim-O-Matic and you tagging him in every story? And I will say it to everyone listening. Tim-O-Matic has viewed Amy's Instagram stories but not replied. And this makes you very mad.
It makes me super emotional. That's why I've moved on. I'm now with Tommy Little.
Something more tangible.
Yeah, I honestly think there is a chance that we could get together.
Oh my goodness.
Because, like, we both live in the same country.
No.
It's not happening, Amy.
He does work on the project, and every now and then I do go and watch the project.
When was the last time you watched the project?
Like on TV? I watch it almost every
night.
No,
but on the TV is different to actually seeing him in real life.
No, the last time I physically went was maybe like 5 months ago.
So how is this tangible? How are you meant to be getting this man?
Oh my God, well, during the comedy show, I got picked on.
He called you out in the audience.
Yes. Can I just say, it's because she put her hand up and yelled.
What was the question?
He was asking, like, oh, who here's single?
And, like, when was the last time you, like, got laid?
I literally screamed, like, yeah!
And lied.
I did lie because I didn't want to sound too lame.
Or keen.
But I was like hoping maybe after that he'd be like, let's fix that situation for both of us, because he too has been single for a while and in a dry spout. But I love him. The crush is intense. Maddie, do you have like an intense crush at all?
Yes. I had a head-on collision with my crush only a few weeks ago at the Gay Times Festival. Jess from the Veronicas.
Oh, only one Veronica.
I mean, they're both obviously very good looking, but yeah. Jess is the gay one. So, you know, you have to crush on the gay one.
Okay.
And my, she was watching my girlfriend sound check, and I went up to her with my phone and she was creating content.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I love creating content. And that was like my pickup line that I will go to the grave with.
That's so embarrassing. God, I didn't do that in front of Tommy Little on the weekend. I reckon I'm good. But anyway, after talking to him, I'm pretty sure I'm pregnant with his baby now.
Amy, have you heard of a pyramid scheme?
Oh my gosh, all the time, because I always get random messages about a pyramid scheme.
Oh, they're trying to recruit you into the cult.
They need me.
Now, if you're listening out there and you don't know what a pyramid scheme is, basically it's a level of business where the top person earns all the money, but then you recruit members and they kind of all feed your income. So the people at the bottom who are members later down the track don't really earn much money.
Not yet, yeah.
And I'm actually pretty sure a pyramid scheme is illegal as well.
Illegal?
It's illegal to have a pyramid scheme. So I don't want to say brand names out there, but you've all got that friend that sells cosmetics and tries to recruit you to sell the same cosmetics and protein powders, and the keto diet is a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah. And like teas and stuff. A lot of it's like food products and cosmetics is what they're trying to get you to buy.
Anyway, this girl at my workplace is trying to sell us beauty products.
Oh, God.
And I feel really bad for her because, to me, outsider looking in, I can see what's happening. Like, you've been locked into this thing where you're going to lose all your money. She's convinced in her head that she is going to be able to quit her job and that she is going to be able to buy a car and drive around with all the people that she has been recruited by have Mercedes cars and they're driving around these luxurious things, and they have all quit their full-time jobs, and she's convinced.
But like, how long does it take you to get that much money? It's a couple of years. It's not like an instant process, which a lot of the time they do often say, like, oh, look at this, I have Mercedes after this many months.
No, the lady who recruited her has been in it for 6 years, and she was one of like the first people who did it. So of course she's going to be making heaps of money.
Wow.
So I don't know, I just feel bad for these people, and I'm looking outside, but and looking in and seeing like how it's affecting her life. It's a mess. And I'm like, oh, she's so stupid. Like, how could she fall for this?
Yeah.
And then I looked back on my life and I've realized that I've actually have been accustomed to joining up in these pyramid schemes.
What did you do?
Like, I haven't been a member of them, but I have bought products from pyramid schemes before.
Oh, God.
And one case was when I wanted to lose a bit of weight and get skinny, so I bought some protein powders
from a friend. I already know why this makes you skinny. Like, those protein powders and, like, the teas, they make you go to the toilet a lot.
That's exactly what happened. So I actually did I lost a lot of weight, and I'm not endorsing losing weight. It's, like, eating is great, but I had these protein powders. There was one during the day, one in the morning, and then for lunch I was able to eat this, like, little Ovaltini tablet. It was like a crunchable chocolate thing that apparently, like, made you go to the toilet.
And that's all you could eat?
That's all I could eat.
That sounds like the saddest life on the planet.
Yeah, so I did lose weight, but I also shat myself as well. Who is your favourite Neighbours star? Now, I know that you have a lot to say about this, Amy. So I've cued the emotional music for you, because you want to talk about some Neighbours moments that have really impacted you.
And I've also got producer Lisa here, who also is a Neighbours fan. So we want to tell you some of our favourite characters and some moments that have happened. Lisa, do you want to take it away?
Yeah, just to rejig everyone's memory, and we'll take a trip down the lane. It's the show that launched the careers of Delta Goodrum, Stephanie McIntosh, Margot Robbie. It gave us Izzy and Dr. Carl, the cheating scandal that rocked the nation.
And they had a baby from that.
They had oh my goodness, there's just so much. Toadie's 10 wives.
Yep. Stingray dying on a chair in the backyard.
Oh, stop it. The saddest moment of my life.
Toadie and Sonia getting married.
Toadie losing D.
Oh, and then re-finding D at a mental hospital.
All right, that's enough. We're done with this. That's Maddie and Amy driving you home.
Maddie, you were talking about customer complaints.
Yes, I have received my first ever customer complaint.
Someone complained about you?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. I am the nicest person. You know that I would never hurt a fly. I'm so good at my job. Oh, really? You're really nodding your head and questioning that?
No, of course. You're a good person. I really highly doubt that this person has anything behind that complaint.
Yeah, so he was standing in one of the aisles asking for help, and the way he asked for help was, he goes, "Oi!"
Oh.
Clicks his fingers at me.
Oh.
Then points at me. And does that thing where you're trying...
Like summoning the person.
Yeah, summoning me. He was summoning me to come over. And...
Did he have kids with him, or was he just a lone man?
No, just a single man, and rightly so, because you don't treat women like that for starters.
No.
But I was already riled up about it.
Yeah, because this already triggered you. Now you're I don't even want to help him.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm at my job. I have to help you. So I go over there and... Already, I have my defences up. I'm not about it, because no one snaps your fingers. Don't snap your fingers at me.
No, and don't be like, "Oh wait, like, are you kidding me?"
Exactly. So he's already rude to start with, and it makes it very hard for me to do my job properly when somebody's treating me like that. Anyway, long story short, he wasn't happy with my service, walked out, didn't buy anything from me. And then a day later, my manager calls me into the office and says, "Look, Maddie, you've received a customer complaint, and this guy has gone down, written the biggest paragraph I've ever seen in my life about how I was rude and didn't treat him well." And look, I tried to smile through it and tried to get through it, and I just didn't feel like I deserved it.
No, absolutely not. And also, he's taking the time to go and do that.
Yeah, he has no time on his hands. He has too much time on his hands.
Did he email the store? Like, did he have to go through that?
No, he went straight to head office. He's escalated to the top people.
What was he complaining about? What did you do?
Oh, he said that my demeanor was off and that I was giving him attitude, which, you know, probably. Like, if you're going to snap and say "oi" at me, then of course I'm going to be like that.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Yeah.
And a giant paragraph. My God, Maddie, pick up your game. Honestly, you're not going to be employee of the month next month now.
Maddie and Amy on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.